Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The DH, Don Money. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Randy Lurch. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The left fielder, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Slott. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Brett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Wilson steals second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lurch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. Two outs. It's Brewers, 1, Royals, 1. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brett strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Royals. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive to left field. Ogilvie throws towards Yount. Yount fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Yount. May moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White bunts in front of the plate. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to third. One out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0-for-1 in the game. Slott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Slott reaches second base with a double. May scores. It's 4-2, Royals. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Slott trying to get to home. Moore throws the ball into Simmons who tags Slott who's trying to score from second, for the out. Pryor moves to second. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Brett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Washington reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a line drive into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Washington moves to third. One out. Jim Slayton now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. McRae reaches second base with a double. Washington scores. It's 5-2, Royals. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins pinch hits for Lee May. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae scores. It's 6-2, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Akins moves to second. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Slott hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Willie Akins now playing first base. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Brett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Washington is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martin. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Thomas scores. Ogilvie moves to second. It's 6-4, Royals. Mike Armstrong now pitching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards third. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Yount applying the tag. One out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Slott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pryor hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Slott moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvy hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Money strikes out. The game is over. The final score. Kansas City Royals, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.